Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts. Our top local story. A coalition of union, business, and religious leaders in Orange County is calling on the Board of Supervisors to reinstate a requirement that everybody in the county should be wearing a mask in public. Now, such a rule was in effect until just last week, when the top county health official who had ordered it resigned because of threats from mask opponents. Her successor changed the requirement to just a strong recommendation. But Louis Alleman of the OC Labor Federation tells KNX that a mandatory order is really needed.
We're not through the pandemic yet. And sometimes, you know, we have to take into account the needs of others, the needs of older folks, the needs of folks with asthma and who are immunocompromised. For them, being exposed to COVID-19 increases the lethality.
Recent data shows cases of coronavirus ticking up in Orange County. And if you're taking advantage of Phase 3 of California's coronavirus reopening, you've probably noticed a lot of crowds and a lot of people are not wearing masks.
Yes, life is slowly returning to normal for many people. But for those whose job it is to help keep us healthy, that's very worrisome.
I'm very concerned about it, and I see lots of people not wearing their masks in public spaces.
Dr. David Barron is the former chief of staff at the Santa Monica UCLA Medical Center. He now runs primary caring in Malibu.
Whether you're going to a dog park or you're going to the grocery store, you should be wearing your mask. And as far as choosing to participate in the reopening, I'm dragging my feet a little bit. I like to wait and see what happens, especially in a situation where we know that if something changes and we're going to see more cases, it's going to happen within a couple of weeks.
Dr. Barron also points out cases of COVID-19 are still going up. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
And as California gradually does reopen its economy, the average age of the people who are catching coronavirus has been falling sharply, but it isn't clear yet how closely those things are connected. A doctor who has been studying the numbers says the proposition of the proportion of Californians under the age of 35 who are being diagnosed with the virus has now climbed to 44% from just 29% a month ago. And the proportion of new victims above the age of 50, well, that has dropped from 46% down to just over 30. Well, the L.A. City Council has taken another step toward potentially cutting millions of dollars from the LAPD's budget. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The council voted 11-3 in favor of instructing city staff to identify at least $100 to $150 million of cuts from the department and to provide recommendations regarding reinvesting those dollars into disadvantaged communities and communities of color. Still, some telling the council today it is not enough.
We keep telling you, defund the police. We are not going to stop until you get them down to what the people's budget is asking for. Get it down to 10% or even lower.
One man, however, said defunding the police is not the right way to go, in his opinion.
Everyone in the city is not black, and the police serve everyone. And so I suggest things that don't involve defunding, like prosecuting the officers who murdered several people.
Black Lives Matter LA and other groups have been proposing what they call the People's Budget LA, which calls for slashing the LAPD budget by 90% and using that money for things such as housing and health care. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Margaret, thank you. LA school students are joining members of Black Lives Matter to call for an end to cops on campus. KNX 1070's Emily Valdez live with that story.
It's a huge crowd here on the corner of 3rd and Lucas. Everybody's standing in front of Miguel Contreras Middle School here in the Westlake District, listening to speaker after speaker, most of them educators, actually most of them students, and then we have some educators, and it's the same theme over and over. They want the police out of the schools. I just spoke with one student who's a senior at Dorsey High School in the Crenshaw District, and will be a senior, and she said in September of 2019, students were pepper sprayed when the on-campus officer went to break up a fight, and that pepper spray ended up spraying all the other students that were just going to class. She says that she would like to see the schools get rid of the police on campus because she believes that they act immediately in an aggressive manner. She says there's going to be fights every day, and this has happened since the beginning of schooling, and police haven't always been on campus. They want the money to be reinvested in things like therapy, new avenues for students to get some more help later on in life, psychiatric services, and, of course, school counselors and school nurses, which they say are not in every school right now and greatly needed. Reporting live in the Westlake District, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Thanks, Emily. The family of Robert Fuller, the black man whose body was found hanging from a tree in Palmdale, wants an independent autopsy, and they want it paid for by the city. And they've hired an attorney to try to get that accomplished. The lawyer says the sheriff's department initially deemed his death a suicide without a complete investigation, without taking into account what a hanging means to African Americans. The sheriff's department is now conducting a full investigation after backlash from the community. The FBI and the state are actually reviewing that investigation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.